You say guys' games and beer?
Guys' games and beer.
Sick
and
nasty.
Live for time.
Continue.
I swear to God.
Well, you're getting our sloppy tonic. Seconds.
Wait, I have one here.
Aren't they called Dick and Tonics, though?
Yeah, only
Roger drinking them.
So,
I've got one.
Live from the north side of Racine, Wisconsin, it's the podcast with two listeners, but boy, they're voracious. Guys, games and beer!
Yeah!
Seconds!
I thought it was the fashionable north side. Come on, Rob. Get with the program.
All right, I'm sliding
a little
bit. I
don't think our two listeners know what...
Well, he's halfway through his...
Episode
100.
100 episodes? What? We're gonna reread
everything. Yeah, we're just repeat everything you said for the first time.
All right,
we're
right,
we'll do it again.
Act surprised that I said it.
That is actually 100. Pretend like we actually haven't heard that all.
What? Time. Oh my God!
I'm gonna tell you an interesting G2B fact to start out with. None of the original production art was made to even last more than like 10 episodes because we never thought.
No,
yet
stick
it's still
with
here.
It. We never stick with anything. What
it's
the
an
heck?
Excuse to drink once
drinking.
Weekly.
That's
and talk about video games.
It's more talk about
I should have known better.
I was just going to say, we
so if you've noticed, our logo has changed dramatically over the past year or so. It's...
Nice!
It's because
that was
the original art was never meant to make it.
What?
So what do you think? For the next 100 episodes, we're going to go through this massive rebranding project? We're going to become like the hip group? G2B?
The hipster is G2B. We're going to drink our PBR.
Yeah, we were
going to
pass
out.
We're either too young or too old to be hipsters.
Guys,
so.
There's PBR in here. And
PBR light.
And I have a pinky.
Pinky's deployed.
But, look, we're 100 episodes, and the Game Boy's 25 years old.
Oh,
25.
It's my brother.
I love you, Game Boy.
And it loves you.
Do you need
creepy.
A moment, Rob?
Okay.
I think he does.
You came in like a wrecking ball.
Oh, God!
I'm not doing
wait,
that.
Wait,
that.
Wait,
so,
that.
So
are we going to cut that?
So which one of you is Robin Thicke in
the
this situation?
The Game Boy.
The Game Boy. I do.
The Game Boy has nice curves. Like Robin.
No, it's very kind of. Angular. It's black.
No,
it had
sharp edges when I bought it. Anyway.
Is that from Shucker?
All right, so
let's start by talking about this
Wrecking
Game Boy
balls.
Here.
That Game Boy there?
Which is the Game Boy
hands.
Pocket. Okay. It fits in your pocket.
Oh,
how the original
shit.
Game Boy fit in your pocket?
If you have
in your cargo pocket.
in your khaki.
My cargo is
can
handle it.
In your cargo pocket.
That's right, man. That's right.
But back then, you didn't really have cargos. You know.
Because we were out of nine.
So the Game Boy Pocket is the same as the original Game Boy,
correct? It is black and white. You're a penalty, mister. And you do not want to drink that crap, sir. You do not want
to
drink
that
card.
To tell him.
So
black and white only.
Black and white only. It's a little bit better on the eyes than the original one, and a little bit less blurry.
Did they actually improve the resolution on it?
No.
Okay.
It was a bigger screen, though. Right?
Resolution.
I think it might have been a slightly bigger screen.
No, I
feel like it's just a smaller unit, so the screen looked bigger on it.
Nice.
That very well could be.
And there's about a million peripherals to make.
The original was more green and black, though, wasn't it? The original was more green and black than that. And it had the contrast adjustment.
He's
got a
contrast
adjustment.
No, he doesn't. What? There is a contrast adjustment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything that doesn't have a backlight, generally, will have this. As a general rule, yes.
Yeah.
Because you had to do it to adjust.
But the color doesn't have a contrast adjustment. Right?
It didn't need
one. No, I did not that I could
see. It was beautiful. It's perfect.
Must be so nice. Never had one.
But anyway.
So, how long did you have that one, Rob?
This one I got at an auction a few months back with a whole bunch of other crap. I probably have a video on it somewhere.
How much did that run you?
It was in a lot that I paid like $40 for. So, it was in there with Tetris, my only game for it.
Hey!
And, I got a PlayStation,
it's the
I think,
solitaire of handhelds.
A bunch of games for the Dreamcast, a bunch of crap. Yeah, it's an auction. Let me know what it was.
Because they're so out of tune.
The Box of Fate shall strike one of the three.
Okay.
It's the Eye of Sauron.
So was that the only Game Boy you've ever had?
No, had plenty. In fact, the first Game Boy I got was for Darlene when we were dating. Aww. I probably did something.
Game Boy?
Aww. Huh?
You probably did something that you had to buy or something to make up
for
it?
Yeah, to make up for it.
Okay.
And I will tell you that the original Game Boy was very heavy if it's hitting you in the head. Just don't throw it at people. It really hurts.
You can defend yourself with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say
you have to register
mine,
them with
though,
the federal government.
The
Game
Boy,
weapon.
With the external battery. The little mace attachment.
Yeah. So you can swing it in battle.
Oh, but if you had one yourself, you could use a little camera on there and then use that as evidence in court.
Yeah, right. It was the beginning of the selfie.
Ridiculous.
Pokemon Snap?
No, the selfies they were taking.
It was a peripheral that you could put in and take pictures of anything.
And then they had a printer so you could print it off and send it to your friends.
Terrible granulated glory.
Yes. What is that? Is that the Loch Ness Sea Monster?
Hey,
it's only got one
Brian,
eye.
With that bullshit.
Anyway. what did you bring?
I brought this nifty Game Boy Color. It's a Pokemon version. It's a regular Game Boy Color, but it has a sweet front.
What are the Pokemon that are on there?
It has Pikachu, Jigglypuff, and Togepi.
I had no idea.
Do you have a battery back for it?
I don't. It's really
that
upsetting.
Was a problem with the Game Boy.
Okay, so
you
now
the
wait.
Battery back, and then you'd have like tape them down.
They always broke off.
No, you just lose them.
No,
when you're 10, you lose a lot of battery packs. All right.
Yeah. Also, they had a tendency to break off because they're really thin plastic.
Oh, okay.
There's a huge aftermarket for those.
All right. So now, did this come out at the same time as the regular Game Boy Color, or is it something that came out later?
I think it was promotional later.
Yeah, it came out for
Yellow?
Pokemon Yellow,
yes. Or one of the movies.
Has three
it
yellow.
Was only
yeah.
with Yellow.
Okay, that would make sense.
Pokemon Yellow came out before the movie.
Okay. But I gotta ask, what the heck is that cool little thing you got plugged in the side of it?
This is a light, so the Game Boy Color, up until the Game Boy Advance, the regular one, did not have backlighting, although you could get it installed in the Game Boy Advance. But it didn't come with it, so you have to have this nifty little light, and when you turn on the game, it turns on.
So it's a book light for nerds.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a nerd light.
Kind of like the original book light.
Wouldn't a book light be...
By definition, a book light is for nerds.
Yeah, yes. I was just going to say, guys.
My bad. I need to read in the dark, everyone.
My bad, book reading nerds. I
exactly.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ben.
Hey, I think
I did just fart.
Hey, we all as a group, I think, can associate ourselves with the phrase nerd, or with the word nerd.
Hey, I'm a geek, thank you very much.
I take it in pride, man.
I don't care, really. A geek is a pejorative
term.
I just hang
out with you guys.
I'm sorry, I prefer nerds. All right,
I'll geek you.
So, but no, that's not the only Game Boy you bought today.
Dude, you are talking.
No, I brought the Advance SP, which was pretty much the same as the Advance, except that it is backlit, and it's this nice, small design, and it flips up.
That is, by the way, the sexiest system ever made.
Yes,
I really love that. Yeah, I had
for a
while.
A lot too.
I gave that one to Darlene, and I made it pink for her with a little heart.
Yeah. No, okay, so now when you made it pink, you actually bought one of the...
Because I was in trouble.
Something we haven't talked about is, one thing about the Game Boy, because it's been around so long, and it's always had a lot of hardware options for it. Third-party hardware options, not factory hardware options. Mm-hmm. Cases, lights, like
Mad
Cats,
straight Mad
Cats. Oh, God.
Anything Mad Cats made
Thank
was
you.
For
yeah.
the Game
and
Boy.
And they made a
yeah.
bitch load
awesome.
Of stuff for the Game Boy. So, looking at your DS, not your DS, your
SP.
SP there, thank you. Yep. It's got some cool add-on case onto it.
It's a case, and it's pretty cool because it has at least a little grip, so it makes it feel more like a controller. So you can actually hold on to it.
For extended periods of time when you just have to keep gaming.
Yeah.
And with that backlight.
When you're doing anything Pokemon.
So good with the backlight.
Yeah. Game Boy SP, man, you could spend a lot of time on the toilet with that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Wait, is this
for
like
a bad boy?
I gotta ask
there.
Something. Isn't this like the first like chargeable Game Boy too?
The
regular advances were still batteries.
Yeah.
Those
this
were lithium ion chargers.
Where it actually had the built-in battery.
Yeah.
People actually bitched about that quite a bit, although it
well, because
turned
when
out
it goes
the
dead, it goes dead.
On these.
Yeah, yeah,
and you can replace them.
Yeah, I know, but that was the problem. When they went dead, they went dead, unlike the other Game Boys.
Because
if you had rechargeable, you could snap the rechargeables out, pop regular batteries, and you were still going. You had to wait for this to charge, and...
Right. No, you could play it plugged in, but like if you're on a road trip
exactly.
and you don't have the AC adapter
you're
thing, you're
you can get car chargers for it.
You can, yeah, but if you don't have
those are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, if you're a child, you don't have access to that kind of funding.
Exactly. Exactly.
Especially if you're in the back seat and the charger's all the way up in the front of the van.
Hey, you will learn to play when you're in the back of a Ford Windstar. You'll learn to play a game like that, hunched over like this. For hours on end.
Because the cable was too short to reach back, so you'd let sit back in the back seat.
Yep.
And your mom wouldn't let you sit in the front, even though...
It was my grandma.
A spot there. I'm sorry, your grandma.
Yeah, yeah, come on. You know my childhood.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Aw.
Sad. Should we have a pity episode for your childhood?
We already did. We did that episode.
I was going to cut. No, I was actually going to cut every pity moment out.
I know, that was a whole episode. We did a whole episode.
Heed me.
Pity for his childhood Game Boy friend. Game Boy.
Hey, I'm Sonic the Hedgehog and Crash Bandicoot were the shit.
Your childhood friends. Okay, so Mike.
I demand he takes a freaking
shot.
I demand too.
He's been talking
way too
much.
There's been a lot of cross talk.
I'm gonna give him that.
All in favor?
I kind of want to see this.
All in favor?
I just want to be radical.
So Brian's gonna do a penalty shot. No, Brian.
I don't have to do shit. I'm a grown ass man.
We're demanding you do it.
Well, that's why I checked this. This is not a democracy.
This is for your own good.
You're
gonna do it.
It's a
dictator. Otherwise, I'm a dictator.
Let's be honest. It's an oligarchy.
Okay, so but continue.
Okay,
Mike.
Oh, here it comes.
Put
it in a shot glass at least.
Collusion.
Actually, it might have to be a cup. We don't know when it's going to stop.
What the fuck?
Well, we're just gonna
what kind of shadow government is being run here, you shit sippers?
Okay. Alright, just so that it's not going everywhere. One of my favorite things to do, like, with the whole Game Boy was actually...
Fuck you guys.
Oh,
I hate all of you.
That thing came back.
Anyway,
stop. Continue.
But, like... when I first got it, I thought it was the coolest thing, like playing my Game Boy games up on the old tube TV. Was on the Super Nintendo, the Super Game Boy.
Yeah.
Where you could change your background, you could play your Game Boy games all night, save them there, you can just play it on the Super Nintendo. It was just a big old screen, and you didn't have any booklets or anything like that. If you had a Super Nintendo, got that thing.
Yeah, watch on the screen.
Watch on the screen. And you could doodle on it.
That's nice. I really think the Game Boy Advance was possibly one of the best mobile systems ever made.
All right.
I agree.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance
as far as what's available.
Over to Brian.
No, not over to Brian. Brian?
Yeah, over to me, yeah.
No, Brian, because now we are instituting an old... show practice. Rob, what was the old show practice?
It's called the penalty shot. And when somebody does something that's against the rules, like talking without the fake cartridge in their hands...
For a while,
even though we
have
the
15-second
quip rule. No, I stopped, and I started again. There was no...
Okay, you were being very abusive of that.
You were being abusive of the 15-second.
So drink the shot.
You have, like, 10 shots, but, like...
Yeah, we're being
we're going easy on you.
Go ahead.
Oh,
okay, so
generous.
Rob, what is the penalty shot tonight?
Yeah, I don't even know what that's
chocolate liquor.
It's a chocolate
liquor. Courtesy of the noobs.
It smells like ghetto romance.
And it's been there for like a year.
I know.
Give or
take. It's just been so disgusting.
I want
to call my parents and tell them I love them.
That was the courtesy of the noobs because we wanted to make sure it was a penalty shot that nobody would want to take.
All right, let's take a moment of silence.
Can't even be silent in a moment of silence.
It's film on.
I thought it
would be dry.
Man up, come on.
I just want to say this is back to when we were a video podcast.
Yep.
There's
some things you'll never be prepared for.
Three! Take it!
I'll take it at my own damn accord.
Take it, bitch. Take it.
Oh, how was it?
What's
it been?
Why don't you bring it on back there?
All right.
Seriously, not that bad.
More Game Boy.
More Game Boy.
Is it... So,
like,
our favorite games we would play as a
kid? Sure.
Anything
Game Boy related.
Okay, well, mine would be a Game Boy memory, because I didn't get one as a kid, so I would always borrow my brother's on the car rides whenever he wasn't using it. But anytime I played a game, I wasn't allowed to save it. Otherwise, I was going to save over his stuff. So anytime I would play Pokemon in the car ride... I would have at least 4 to 5 hours of driving that I'd be able to play the game and, like, try to catch up to where I was and maybe make it past there without saving it.
That's gonna
That's just horrible.
Your childhood is way worse than Brian's.
Yeah. Wow!
So, like, he didn't even have one.
He at least had save points. For the love of all that is holy.
I did have
save points. So, like, anytime I would do it, I was like, okay, I remember this part. I can get through it really, really quick, and, like, oh, I know where wild Pokemon is, and I just gotta try to get really past it, really fast, or get to this place and try to pass by it, and, like, would see if I could make it further into the game before I'd have to give it back to my brother.
We should do all those speed finish videos.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. I never really got very far into it. I mean, like, because when I was younger, we didn't always have very much money because I had such a big family. So my brother got the Game Boy for his birthday, and since it was called the Game Boy, I didn't get one because my mom was trying to make me into her little princess because I have five brothers. So she wanted to have her girl.
Yeah, I got a fucking. Tell me if I'm wrong. Was there a Nintendo branded game girl that was pink? Please tell me if I'm wrong.
I don't remember.
Explain to me.
You know what? I'm gonna text your mother right now and tell her how horrible she is right now.
No.
I think there was, but it was too expensive. Just because, you know, I had so many siblings. You know, the only time you'd be able to get something expensive like that was either if you saved up for it, or if you got it for your birthday or for your Christmas or present or something.
Holy
shit. I have
shit.
Tears in my eyes right now.
So.
Oh, you know what? We're not going to do a battle.
We're
going to
go to New Wave. I'm going to get you a Pokemon game for really cheap. And then you're going to play it on Super Nintendo. And you're going to save your fucking game.
All right. It's bad. That's true. But man, that's sad.
It's sad that it's my turn?
No.
Yes.
No, it's
my turn.
Yes.
No, I'm just going to read it.
No,
up.
We'll
they did have a
Ryan.
Game, the Nintendo, the SP. Yeah, they did have a girls' edition of it.
Yeah, but it was.
Well, and they also.
Well, I'm sure it was horrendously expensive.
Well, they also had like pink Game Boy colors. Like you could get them.
But they were still
Game Boy.
There
was
a boy.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Benjamin has the cartridge.
Sorry, Ben.
No, it's okay. We were just.
Oh, I think you should have a penalty shot.
I just want them to get too into the thing. You gonna keep talking? I really want you to keep talking.
That was good tasting liquor. That's fine.
Maybe we should give him a shot of gin.
It'll kill him.
So my game that I was playing, my Game Boy memory is Final Fantasy Adventures. Wow. There was a point in that game where there is the most inane thing that they give you zero hints to progress the game, so I didn't know how to get any farther in the game, but I could farm this one area. So I farm up to like level 80. Or whatever the max level is. I don't know. Don't knock me on it. I'm already a bottle of wine in. But
that's
I'm
true.
Just
Where's the
such
bottle?
A high-level character. And then I just decide, screw it. I'm going to look it up on the internet. And like, oh, you have to do this figure eight in these two trees that opens up a cave. No NPC in the entire game is like, this is what you should do. I was like, I just had to know to do that. Like,
Simon's
get so
quest.
Bored. And it was like, nope. I just keep farming
yeah,
and farming and farming. And... yeah, so then the rest of the game kind of sucked because I just killed everything in one shot because I was just too powerful.
Simon's Quest, that's all I gotta say.
Never
that's
played
pretty,
it.
Same kind of crap.
It's the
same
kind of
crap. Just like,
where,
how the hell
where,
am I supposed to know that?
Where,
any
like,
Atari
game,
adventure
you're like,
game.
Where do I go? What do I do?
What am I doing? Like, screw it. I'm just gonna spend hours going up one screen, kill the four monsters that spawn in this exact spot,
go back, wait for my super move to charge up, go up, get that another level, and just...
Super Mario. Exactly awesome. Like that, too.
But you kept playing it.
I kept playing it because I didn't have another game
Indiana
I wanted to play. It's like, I'm going to keep playing this game. Okay,
I'm
going to
play that.
Go.
Anyway. Matt Tisha.
Yes.
Matt Tisha.
That's me. Matt Tisha. That's his female name.
Matisha.
Actually, can I use this disc when you find it? Because I remember playing Fate and I bought a copy of it, and Undiscovered Realms seems like a good interesting.
If I ever find it, yes.
That's
got
a
bonus
big
inside.
That's not an undiscovered realm.
Oh, it's got the bonus inside of the actual game in the expansion pack.
Nice.
Here's the game.
That's a great game. Turn me on to Torchlight.
Because
oh,
it was Torchlight
yeah.
game.
Yeah. Well, it was pre-Torchlight.
Torchlight.
It was by the guys that made Torchlight. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Torchlight.
Thank
nice.
You.
Nice. That was a good one.
That's pretty good.
I thought so, too.
So you got to really... All right.
So, yes. To answer your question... I've never owned any version of Game Boy. I've never owned any Game Boy games.
Well, thanks, Matt. Next.
Next. Bye.
So I like to rant for 10 minutes.
Just go to sleep.
Man, I'd love to be asleep right now. But I did play Pokemon Red a lot when, like, the summer between 5th and 6th grade. My friend Brian and I, not this Brian, I didn't have any friends. as you know from previous episodes, or don't.
Hey, our two listeners know this.
And I don't understand what's happening tonight.
I don't know.
And we would just play the Game Boy all the time. When we were playing inside, his parents would say, okay, go outside and play now. So we would go outside and play the Game Boy outside. And we did that for an entire summer, and that was pretty cool.
You know what
I haven't played any other game aside from Pokemon games on Game Boys.
That's pretty sad.
You know what? I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
Good.
Pass it.
Okay, it's been passed, but I actually want to read the back of it.
No, pass it.
No.
You
can read it back to the show, motherfucker.
You have plenty of time later.
Show and tell.
Thank you.
So,
show it.
I did not bring my Game Boy, the actual
Game
Boy.
Please don't go to find it.
No, I'm not gonna.
Because he likes to talk a big game, but he doesn't actually have any.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what?
Why did you search all of your pockets? Like, where are my cartridges?
Well, I don't know. Couldn't find my Game Boy. Sorry, guys. I've got like 3 of them stashed somewhere. But I brought a bunch of Game Boy games that I still have. Pokemon Silver is in my Game Boy, and it's still breaking my heart right now.
I hope the battery dies.
It did. And all of that time that I spent from 4th to 7th grade are now lost to the sands of time.
Okay,
is there any way to make it so your game doesn't delete?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you replace the battery, right?
Well, no. You replace the battery, and it kills your game. Is there any way to hold your save?
Flash, maybe? I don't know what kind
flash,
of storage.
Does it?
Nerds, we need to save our Pokemon from our years of yore.
Okay, wait a minute.
Pokemon Silver.
Well, it's possible that you might be able to pull the ROM with the save off of the cartridge.
Oh, it's too late. I already saved over it.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah. So, my level 99 Lugia, and my level 99 Mewtwo, and Pikachu, and all of Ash's Pokemon from the TV show are now gone and dead to me.
Did you get those?
What's that?
Were you playing, like...
Trading, bro.
Yeah, I had Yellow.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
all right.
I had Yellow, upgraded to Silver.
Do you ever trade, bro?
And then,
Do you even trade?
I wouldn't get... I would sneak out of my grandma's house to go over to our neighbor and then trade with him. So he would give me all of the starting Pokemon, and then I'd rare candy the fuck out of those guys.
Pokemon Silver actually had a battery, the original one, so
yeah,
when the battery in that goes bad, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but is there a way before your battery dies to pull
offload the game now?
To offload the game, replace your battery, and then upload
it
again.
No, but you could actually change the battery up before it died.
But that's going to kill it.
No, you can keep the voltage on it while you replace it.
How do you keep the voltage on it?
Cool time.
A clips and a...
Okay, electrical engineer.
That's not even electrical engineering.
Yeah, well,
it's
out.
Yeah, it's just electronics 101.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of electrical engineering, isn't it? 101? That's the...
That's not even 101.
All
that's
right,
100.
Let's move on.
That's a 97
that's a 90,
level
that's
class.
That's a 90 level course. Yes, thank you. That's not a 100 level course.
In lieu of bringing my Game Boy, I brought James Bond, 007, Donkey Kong, Super Mario Land, and Foreman for real.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's go back to James Bond. Just James Bond? Like, no movie title to go with it? It's just
James Bond, 007, and I believe this was the Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, 007 was Pierce Brosnan.
Let me see.
Yep.
They were all 007.
No.
Thank you.
What? The
Goldeneye.
Goldeneye.
No, it's
just straight up
007.
Well, let's see the cartridge. Is it just
Goldeneye was in?
Hey guys, we have a Game Boy here. Why don't we pop it in and see?
That's totally Bronson.
I don't care who
Bronson
is.
I don't know.
Here.
It doesn't matter who it is.
Charles Bronson was 007.
I don't remember.
You know
what? Charles
just
Manning.
Okay, so you see
that
the best part
awesome.
Is Rob has been completely...
Lou Ferrigno!
Rob's only got one cartridge for his Game Boy, and the entire time we've been doing the show, Rob is playing his Game Boy.
Hey, he's Travis today.
No.
Yes.
I should have been Travis.
Okay, so...
But yeah, that's all I've got today. And yeah, Laura, let me know how that is, because I haven't played that in years.
So tell me, was George Foreman about a girl?
Blow
it. It might not work.
Can I please know, is George Foreman a cooking simulator?
I don't know. Here, try it.
Is it like Cooking Mama?
Try it.
It's a color, isn't it?
It should probably teach you how to cook, too.
Yeah.
You're
I think
not
this is before
blow on it because you get your spit off.
Dry blow.
I can't dry blow.
Nice.
Now I know why you got a ring on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Laura.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so.
Can we just send that clip to Justin?
Oh, he'll see it.
I'll just clip that right out and send it.
All right, so.
I can't drive.
You know what? I have never owned a Game Boy. Not one.
Traitor's Band.
Thank God, I'm not yours.
This is not a Game Boy.
Doctor Boy.
No, but that's for show and tell. That's for later, another segment, okay?
But it
no.
Looks like
it for another segment.
Fine.
For another segment.
He's stroking his Doctor Boy.
Boy.
What did she
Jonah, that? What did you bring?
No, wait a minute. So, but my memory of the Game Boy is Game Boy, when you got a 4-year-old or 5-year-old, Game Boy was fucking awesome.
Right?
Here. Babysit. Give him the damn Game Boy. Exactly.
That's $45 babysitter.
Exactly it, man.
Then you gave Travis the virtual boy.
Road trips, anything, man. You just gave the kid the toy.
That's why they're so good on road trips.
They were great. They were, yeah. Well, and,
except the batteries.
No. You had extra batteries. Trust me, man.
You could get
parents bought a shit ton of batteries for those.
You could get Pokemon games. Pokemon videos for it, and pop the videos in, and I used to be most dumb on you.
Again, the Game Boy was the best babysitter ever made.
Alright, I didn't get this whole, like Nintendo, like, Game Boy stuff.
25 years, dude.
Memo thing.
25 years.
But, you know what I did bring? I brought this GameCube.
He didn't bring anything. He lives in the studio.
Yeah.
He's watching the studio. He brought it from his bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be on the studio.
I don't think he's on camera. Hey, Joey, you are not on camera.
I don't even care.
Show him what you brought.
Show him what you brought. Got,
hello, disembodied voice.
Do we just want to go into show and tell early?
I got my GameCube.
I love how you like stroking it like Vanna White, like you said, my GameCube.
Game
and you can't really tell, they're just little guys.
Which is Rush. But they didn't make Rush for GameCube, so it's this little Midway Arcade Treasures 3.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the GameCube. It just has the game in it. It wasn't made specifically. Yeah, you know.
But,
it's an
all in all. I think the GameCube was the best weapon.
I love it.
But you could!
Because it's a GameCube and it's broken.
You could, however, play Game Boy Advance games on it.
I have to agree with you about it being the best. One of the things about it, they just literally, there was an article in the,
That article is full of crap.
And it's like a lunchbox.
No, honestly, I have to go with the choices that they made for the best retro systems. That is one of the best. If you're going to have a retro system, does that not add up to one of the best
retro systems? But I barely consider it retro. I consider it vintage.
Anything Nintendo ever made.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate here and say, I think Tom's switching sides here because you said that the Game Boy and the GameCube was a failed system.
I didn't say.
What? Yeah, it didn't. Dude.
The Dreamcast. Also, the Dreamcast is a failed system.
Doesn't mean it's my excellent.
Correct, and it's one of my favorite systems.
I know it failed.
Oh, you could also cut it out, so then it's a lunchbox. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
that's
sad. It's one of the only gaming systems that actually has a handle.
You
for
should
it
write
your
life.
That said, we are going to take a 5-minute break, and we'll be right back.
I will
thanks
leave
for watching,
you all.
Guys, games, and beer. Shut up, penalty shot.
They said it wasn't humanly possible, but now you can have all the power and excitement of Nintendo right in the palm of your hand. Introducing Game Boy. It's portable, it's in stereo, and its games are interchangeable. Plus, Game Boy comes with the outrageous new game, Tetris. And for head-to-head competition, use the revolutionary video link and blow your opponent away. Game Boy, only from Nintendo. Now you're playing with power, portable power.
And welcome back to Guys, Games, and Beer. It's time for show and tell.
Whoa.
Ben.
Oh, whoa.
You're showing me something.
I was going to say, that was a good idea.
So, here at Guys, Games, and Beer, we're not all just about video games. Not all just about beer. Some of us like to go through the garbage. I like to go through the garbage. So, usually I only show the good things I find in the garbage. Every so often it's bad. But this week I had the greatest find ever. We're talking 1940s antique awesomeness. So, Rob, I'd like to show you something real quick.
It's long.
Actually, this one isn't for Rob.
And tarnished.
This one is the first one. You can see, it looks kind of gross and disgusting. This is what I've been doing all week. I've been polishing my silver. All week I've been polishing my silver. But, Rob, I brought you my big silver. Ooh. So if you do me the honors and just polish my silver off camera really quick.
Oh yeah. That is a nice silver.
You should name
let me tell
silver.
You. Oh, yeah.
I owe silver! Away!
And that's my segment.
That's pretty nice.
Ooh. No, you're holding your segment here.
Who would like to go next?
Who can actually finish that?
Mike. I don't know if I can go next.
Mike, you had something.
Mike!
Oh, by the way, there's no spaces between that. All right, name. No spaces. All right.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, it's fucking autocorrect. Yeah.
In the bag.
He's got something in his sack, folks.
I do.
He's pulling it out of his sack.
That's not of it.
Ooh, he's got something good.
Oh, damn it. I lost everything on him. Oh, no.
My nose is totally itching right now. This is one of those things about going video with a podcast. I want to itch my nose. I just...
Woo! Just do it.
No!
I got you.
Wait. Oh. Thanks,
oh,
Ben.
No. This is what happens when you have multi-piece like toys.
Yeah, that's a kick-ass toy though.
The figures, yeah. I had to leave the back home because it's just too much of a hassle. But I brought one of my figures. If you were at MGC, you know who he is. He was around. I brought my little Deadpool.
Oh, isn't he cute?
With even his little katanas.
You didn't see that, right? That was off.
It was Zong of Kim.
This is one of my favorite Marvel heroes, and this is also a gift from Kelsey, fiance, and she did a really good job at getting this, because when I opened it up, I pretty much got a little kid boner going inside of me.
Like a little schoolgirl?
Yes!
Don't touch that one. You have a little kid boner inside you. So I guess we have to put our podcast on the deep internet.
Black market.
We're gonna have to charge in bitcoins for it. Yeah.
No. We have to go deeper than that. Dogecoins. Let's be honest.
No, they're on NASCAR now. That's not deep.
What else you got?
Well, we took a trip to New Wave.
Yep.
And, well, you obviously know I spent way too long of time deciding what I want. But the one thing I certainly was going to get was one of my favorite beat-em-ups as a kid. And that's Zombies Revenge on the Sega Dreamcast.
Good game,
too. I did play it, and it was fun as hell to play.
It is beat-tastic.
Yes, and I got my ass kicked because I forgot how difficult it was to at the same time.
Yeah, you got to kind of pace yourself on that one.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
What do you got, Nubat? Looks like you're holding something in your hand.
Yeah.
Some white bass.
I brought the toy that I won for entering the cosplay contest. It's a little Tron car that lights up. I can find the button.
Hey, Rob.
Wow, okay. Yeah. That's cool, actually.
Yeah, so I gave it to Rob to keep with all the rest of the game collection. But that's not the best thing ever. I was excited about show and tell. What?
I give that to Ross.
It is Kelsey's favorite segment. It is my favorite thing ever. Because I still have more at home. But I brought Harry Potter stuff. I have the Harry Potter wand. Shut up.
Hey, that wand is famous.
This is the Harry Potter wand that Noob used to propose to me with. If you've seen the Wreck-It Ralph marriage proposal video that they all did. And I even brought a chocolate frog. They actually look like frogs. And they're just a giant hunk of chocolate.
I want to give this to Darlene.
No, you can't. I've had this for like 2 years, so it's really old.
Oh, God. Is it still edible?
Maybe. And inside each chocolate frog box comes a little famous Witcher wizard card that's holographic, so it looks like the ones from the movie. That's my nerd that we were discussing earlier.
That is really kind of nerdy.
I have
actually
a question. The chocolate frogs are sentient creatures, right?
Not if you eat them or not.
Okay. Before you eat them, they're sentient creatures, right?
Okay.
So does that mean that there's a plethora of chocolate frogs going around and fucking each other?
No, they're bewitched.
No, they're sentient beings.
No, they're bewitched. They take frogs that look like chocolate and they bewitch them so they're alive. Okay?
Brian.
Exactly. Thank you.
I don't know if they make chocolate reproductive systems inside them with their wizardry.
But yeah, since we were talking about being cool nerds, I'm a Harry Potter nerd.
Chocolate dissection.
Talk about eating.
Chocolate vivisection.
I really did, actually.
Yeah. Who's
next? What else do we have for show and tell?
Oh, wait, you.
Matt has something.
Yay, Matt. Oh.
Matt's got a plug.
I do have a
and
plug.
And it's not even a butt plug.
Yeah.
Not today.
With a ponytail?
Oh.
So, of the many things I bought at Midwest Gaming Classic, I spent a lot of money.
Background noise, big old penalty shot
for everybody. But not at all. For of all the things that I got at Midwest Gaming Classic, the main thing that I was really looking for was this. Champions Return to Arms. Very, very happy that I found it. And Friday, which is either tomorrow or later this evening, depending on when Rob decides that he's going to release this, Ben and I are going to stream this on our Twitch, so you should watch, and it's going to be fun.
We have the same voice.
Yeah, it's going to be really confusing, because
okay,
it's
going
to sound like
on your
him
Twitch,
or me.
Or on your Twitch, or the guys getting
Twitch? On our Twitch.
Our Twitch.
G2B.
The collective Twitch.
The collective Twitch.
Yes.
We're
Twitchy. The Twitch collective.
Of course, you're the only
Your ass just touched my
junk.
Dude, you're not giving me even on the Twitch, man. Why are you in the shot?
I'm on the Twitch.
I'm not on the Twitch.
Well,
not regularly.
Yeah. Well, no. Just when it's convenient.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.
Wow.
What do you got, Brian?
Well,
hey,
because
also,
I couldn't...
Yeah, you forgot to plug something else.
Well, because I couldn't find anything for the show, even though I came up with the topic, I brought the original... handheld game ever of all time, and I brought baseball cards. And
we are so nerdy.
And because I'm the wasp bastard, I brought a pasta fork.
Is that what that is?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it's a pasta fork.
Well, no, really. Wait a minute. You have a pasta fork?
Ben,
yeah,
isn't that
I
your
totally
hidden
have
fork?
A pasta fork. I totally have a pasta fork, and Ben didn't give
it's
this
a
to me off screen. It, oh yeah, yeah. Whatever that is, it's a dingle hopper. Yeah.
Facial recognition. From Little Mermaid.
Nice.
That's gonna be my wedding theme.
I had no childhood. I don't. I've never seen the movie. I saw Wall-E and fucking The Incredibles, and that's about it. Somebody else, vamp for me because don't have anything to show.
Just dance yourself
four.
Out.
Yeah, dance yourself out. Please.
For
the love of God.
We got time coming.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, so.
This is my gin and tonic.
Where's my gin and tonic?
I brought it. I don't know.
I finished it.
Do I have another one?
Really? Oh, never mind. I have a gin and tonic. Okay, so we have a couple things we're going to show tonight for show and tell. So, first of all, for those of you who haven't seen the, may have missed the video, I'm going to plug Tegan again, because Tegan did this amazing job and made these really cool G2B wear.
Which we all wear all the time.
Which I'm sorry, I really do.
I do. I wear mine a lot.
Another Tegan made mine. And here's the reason why we wear it all the time. There's a added feature to this. Here to the beer shirt. It is the built-in beer pocket for holding your bottle and can.
What?
I will note this, though. Tom is terrible at keeping his strings aligned. He never wears the hood.
Okay, whoa.
Like,
now, wait a minute.
He's tugging out
okay,
his string.
You call me anal retentive, and you're worried about my strings not being aligned.
No, he's
really?
Just saying your anus still retains things.
Okay, so, that being said, so, Tegan, props to her again for making these cool, actually, she made a whole bunch of cool G2B wear for the Midwest Gaming Classic, so, been doing that a lot. Now, because we are still talking the 25th anniversary of the Game Boy, so this is a doctor boy. So this was an Asian / Chinese thing that was meant to look like a Game Boy. So the line on it is, play games on the street or at home on TV.
Woohoo!
So you think, okay, cool, man. You can play all your now it's an NES emulator, an 8-bit system emulator. So you think, oh, great, man. I got this built-in little LCD screen. I can play all my, NES games on the street. No, you can't. You know what it is? This cool little LCD screen built into it plays one game.
What?
No, this serious, dude. It plays Puyun, and a really crappy version of Puyun to boot. I don't understand what the thought behind that was. So they made this thing look a lot like the original Game Boy. I mean, it really pretty darn close, besides being made pretty crappily. But one game. So you think, oh, great, I get this thing that I can play all my NES games on an LCD screen. No. You can play a game on there, and it really... Wait till you hear the noise on this. Wait till you see the graphics and the sound on this thing.
Dude, it's sick nasty.
Isn't that great? The audio on this thing is freaking awesome. So this is the built-in Puyun game that it plays.
I fight dragons, now, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, that being said,
no.
It was a crappy-ass idea that. I can only figure they did that was maybe to get it through customs or something like that. Put some fake game on it that it could
play. They'll love it.
But what it really can do is it really is actually a very good NES system. So there are a bunch of Chinese NES games at the time. This one probably came about 10, 12 years ago. But what it does do is it actually... Oops, the TV went off on me. Let me try to turn that back on. Penalty shots, people.
Hey, that's not me. I didn't say
it. All right, just going to put that right out there. But what it does do, as soon as the TV comes up here, is it really was...
Brought to you by Westinghouse.
Yeah.
Westinghouse.
It really was actually a fairly decent...
This episode of GTB is brought to you
NES emulator. So it has 76 games built in it, and unlike a lot of the NES emulators, you can actually tell what you're going to play on this because they actually put the names in something you can read.
Well, if you're going to pirate, do it right, please.
So, it's actually a really nice NES emulator.
How's the control on it?
Pretty freaking awesome, dude. The built-in controls work perfectly.
The four buttons do four different things?
Yeah. No, all the buttons actually are the... correctly.
The output's really nice on
this. The output was beautiful on it. It did not come with, but you could get the deluxe version, came with an extra controller and a light gun that both work perfectly. It has a little D9 connector on the bottom.
Nice pistola.
Exactly, that you could actually use the Duck Hunt and so on, which is built into the system as well. So they actually did a fairly good job on the emulation. Now, the cooler factor about this one, though, is it came with a Famicom adapter.
Get out!
So, if you pull this cartridge out, I do not have any Famicom cartridges with me tonight, but if you do this, it is now a Famicom system.
Wait a minute.
You got a Famicom cartridge with you?
Yeah, sweet. As a matter of fact, I do. Excuse
All right,
me.
Hold on, Matt.
Matt.
Go ahead, pull the gun out.
But Matt, you are being destructive.
But he can't use the gun with the... So, here's the cool factor.
Wait, that's not a Famicom.
That's an NES cartridge.
Wait, I do have a Famicom cartridge. Right. Keep talking!
So, the difference is the NES cartridge has more slots. So the difference between the Famicom and the NES, as you can see, the NES had a bitch load of connectors on it. The Famicom only has a few. And the plus side of this thing, if I can get this right, let's see, I think it goes this way on this one, because it's been a long time since I've done this, is you can actually plug a Famicom cartridge directly into this thing. Let me see if I got this the right direction. And...
Nice!
Probably the wrong direction.
Don't tell anybody. We've all been there.
It is not keyed.
Wrong
angle? The wrong angle, wrong direction. We've all done that before. Okay, I think I got it this time.
The wrong hole. That's
how much I like the other way better.
No, I think the other way was better, actually. I think I had it right the first time. It's not going to hurt the
cartridge. Are you saying that my cheap Chinese cartridge isn't working well?
Oh, wait. It may have kicked in that time. No, your cheap Chinese cartridge is not working well. We're getting partial read on it. But you can actually play Famicom cartridge.
Dude, it's the Matrix.
Hold on.
It is.
Might have to blow that puppy. No, there you go. So he's got a Famicom 36-in-1 cartridge, which now we've plugged into this Dr. Boy. So for and this thing was only $15 when they were clearing it out everywhere. You can actually play.
Now, take a look at how there's only 30 games on here, and they're repeated.
That's typical of a lot of the NES emulators.
I've got a better one coming.
But I have to say, that was the one thing about their cartridge. They actually had 76 different games on it. When they say 76-in-1, it is actually a 76-in-1. So where did you get this one at, Rob?
That was on eBay.
So okay.
I think it was $5.
Here's the cool thing about the Dr. Boy. It actually is a Famicom system.
That's pretty nice.
So, yeah, I've actually thought about making this into a portable Famicom system.
That's an excellent
idea. Wouldn't that be a great idea? Because, it's already a portable Famicom system. All I have to do is build a case for it. So that's why I actually have this thing. So someday I figure out how to do that. All right, do we have anything strictly Famicom on here? No, we really don't. You're right. It's a repeat of 36. Yeah. It's the first nine.
It's
they repeat them.
Not the best.
No, they really do, actually. Wait a minute.
I know.
We got nine games.
I mean, how cheap can you be,
So that being said, so this was actually, and again, when it was sold for about $15. So it really was. Found this at some flea market out in New York at one time or another. So...
That's nice, though.
Yeah, no, the fact it came with the Famicom adapter made it worth the $15.
Sure.
So, but nice. I love the fact
I'm proud that this works.
Well, now you know it does. I was always amazed at the fact that, again, they made this look so much like the Game Boy. And the reason I bought it originally was not because I wanted another. I already had lots of the
the different NES
emulators.
Yeah. I thought, oh crap, an NES emulator, I'm sorry, NES emulator with an LCD screen. I thought, oh great, that's freaking awesome. And it plays Puya. And just plays, wait, one more time. It plays a crappy-ass version of Puya.
Now, does that play...
Hold that up to the mic, will ya?
Oh, wait, the mic's over here. Listen, wait.
That is not our crappy sound quality. That really is what it sounds like.
That is what this thing sounds like. Yeah.
So I have a question. Does that play actual Game Boy games at all?
No. So this is strictly NES and Famicom.
Okay.
So, but the fact it plays again, Famicom right out of the box, freaking amazing. So,
man.
Now, I would like to point out, probably my favorite feature of this is that I don't know if you got a real good look.
I can't show the light gun because the TV doesn't support it.
But it really just sets your dreams come true for the way you really want to duck hunt. You know what I mean?
Hey,
whoa, thank you.
Yes.
Hey, do you have a concealed carry permit for that thing? I mean, we do live in the state of Wisconsin. I didn't.
You will get tased for that thing.
Yeah.
They'll know it's fake, but they'll tase you anyway.
They'll still tase you.
They'll never take me alive, copper!
So, again...
Take that tape, copper!
They really did do actually a decent job on this thing. It was a fairly cool piece of kit for its time. All right, and that's what I've got tonight.
Nice. But wait! We've got breaking news!
What's this? Oh! We've got the
live action news! A roving reporter!
We've got live action news coming in... coming straight from E3! Even though it's not coming out yet.
Yeah, it's not coming out yet. There's nothing coming out from anywhere.
We have on-scene reporters telling us that Nintendo is ditching E3 press conferences again and planning game streams. From our partners at Nerdist Industries, for the second year in a row, Nintendo is bailing on doing a big E3 presentation in favor of doing smaller events. Eurogamer reports that the publisher plans to do a digital event, which can be streamed at 8 a.m. Central on June 10th. This makes total sense given how well Nintendo has been able to reach fans and journalists alike with their regular Nintendo Direct streams featuring new and upcoming games. Now they've been they've been embracing this whole streaming thing. Super Smash Brothers U, fuck you. We players will be competing through the Nintendo feed as part of the show as an invitational event. While Nintendo Treehouse Live at E3 will provide a constant stream of video game demos throughout the show.
Dang,
coming to you live from Nerdist Industries.
Well, yeah, really, that took for freaking ever, dude.
Did you
say
Nintendo fetus?
Yes, Nintendo.
The Nintendo fetus.
The Nintendo fetus.
Alright.
This episode of G2B is brought to you by
Nintendo
Fetus.
Alright, so are we done with this?
That was a great show.
One more thing!
One more thing!
We're not that.
Oh. What?
Yeah. We are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
I brought my NVIDIA Shield, and what I'm running right here is Darksiders 2 on NVIDIA Grid, which is pretty dang cool.
Oh, nice.
So tell me what the NVIDIA Grid is.
What the grid is it is web-based gaming. Not web, it's network.
It's streaming gaming.
It's WAN-based gaming is the best way to go. Yes, streaming gaming. And it works really, really well if you have decent bandwidth. And I'm not in New York. I'm not near the servers. And it plays... Oop.
So basically, it's trying to do what Ouya did, but it actually may actually stream at a decent speed.
Well, Ouya didn't stream.
Not Ouya, I'm sorry. Not Ouya. Come on, Tom.
The Game Bob.
No.
I know what you're talking about.
Are you talking about that service that streams like TV signals across
The game?
But as you can see,
I have no idea.
This is my basement where I've got about the worst of my internet connections, and it runs just fine.
No, I have a question for you.
You're streaming that not from your local PC.
No, this is not. It can stream from my local PC, which, by the way. NVIDIA just started allowing from laptops, so...
Nice.
Do you know what the latency is on that at all?
I cannot remember. I did have to look it up.
It's your mother!
Oh, no, it's your mother.
Hey, you keep my mother out of this.
Oops.
You cut.
I'm trying to look here. I can't see.
Shut up, lady.
But as you can see... Sorry, I must have killed everything in this direction. but anyway, it works really, really well. And right now, it's... free to do, so well worth playing with.
Nice.
And you can play some games that maybe you don't have.
How much did that unit run you?
It was $300, but you can get it for $250 now.
Oh, it's not bad.
I would say it's probably worth it. Honestly, it's nice. I like this device. It's my favorite thing to stream.
Oh, wow.
It's my favorite thing to play Android games on and do emulation on now, too.
It's pretty slick.
The screen's huge, and it's got a great controller. which shit, like 5 minutes. I can say about almost nothing else.
Right.
That's in the area of that. And it's
not bad.
Nice thing. And by the way, if you look on our links, there's this guy called Ridic Rick, and he makes nice
awesome.
Little skins for these.
I noticed one thing. What are the inputs that you have on there?
The input is HDMI, and that was just USB for charging. Okay. And then this is my SD card, mini SD card and sound. And yeah, it does great HDMI. In fact, on my station, I do some gameplays on this.
That's HDMI out?
Yep.
Nice.
Pretty sweet.
Damn.
Yeah, so it doesn't even run that hot. It's only burnt my groin once.
Oh. We've all been there. Electronics burning our groin? No.
It's terrible. But anyway, you have lived through another episode of Guys, Games, and Beer. Thanks for watching. Though I wonder why you